cannot believe we were involved in a road traffic accident.
We was.
Well, seriously, we're lucky to be, you know. We could have died.
We could have died.
I mean, if he wasn't travelling at 4 miles an hour, then when we would have died.
My poor car nearly died.
We could have, there was no damage to your car.
There was damage.
I've got whiplash.
Dear. Whatever dear it is right now. Time. Whatever time it is right now. Here's Luke.
Hello.
She's Lucy.
Hello.
This is Luke and Lucy FM. What's on this week's episode?
It's the one where we're selective about seasons. We're talking all things seasons, from our favourite seasons to really what it's truly like in the UK, 9 months a year and rain. And we're going to try and contact Australia. What?
I get a feeling it's going to be a riot.
Hello. How are you? We never ask that. We don't, do we?
First time for everything.
There's a first time. Yes, yes, Lucy, there is. There's a first time for everything. Welcome to Luke and Lucy FM. And if this is your first time, then come on in. Thanks for popping us in your ears or, you know, for your mouths or wherever you're popping us.
You don't really pop us in your mouths, though, do you?
Again, Lucy, there's a first time for everything. So this is the podcast where we discuss a different topic each week. And please do check out all our previous episodes. Just search Luke and Lucy FM on iTunes or go to audioboom.com/channel/Luke and Lucy FM. Lucy, name some of the previous things we've talked about. I mean, we've had...
Talked about Tinder, talked about TV, talked about celebs, talked about Valentine's Day and love and relationships.
Eurovision, tea, Eurovision. Phobias, you name it. Please do
Halloween.
Check them out. Halloween. Yeah, you can stop checking them out now, Lucy. Please do check them out. This is episode 42. Hello, I'm Luke Marsden. And a true fact about me that I have now got a bit of a record. For the 7th time, actually this week in fact, I've switched on Wigan Christmas lights.
And if I had a pound for every single time that you said that,
you
would have retired by now.
You would have £7. I only mention it once a year.
Oh, you only mention it once a day?
No, I don't.
In fact, once an hour?
Why would I bring up Christmas lights in summer? Well, we can talk about that. It's the episode about seasons. maybe. Lucy Hilton, what's a true fact about you?
Okay, so I guess it's the first time that I switched the lights on this year.
Oh, you brought your light virginity.
I did. Well, I suppose technically I didn't switch them on, I just hosted it, but still I was there.
Yeah, I mean, if we want to be pedantic about it, I actually have only physically switched the lights on once. Other 6 times has been hosting the event. I'm not a big enough name anymore to you know, headline the switch
headline.
On. But it was, you know, it was an interesting evening, wasn't it, Lucy? We switched on Wigan's Christmas lights.
I enjoyed it.
And Lucy really enjoyed it. And you know, that actually doing that really inspired us to pretty much do this episode because it was so cold.
I almost got hypothermia. When you're genuinely shaking and can't stop, it was that cold. It was horrible.
It was genuinely just, it was absolutely Baltic. And it kind of made us think about the fact that here in the UK, you know, you're supposed to get spring, summer, autumn, winter.
I'm still waiting for summer.
I don't think we've had a summer in the past 10 years.
I honestly know.
I mean, October, for autumn, it really wasn't that kind of... It wasn't really autumn, was it? It was a mixture of, is this kind of the end of summer? It's like when you empty a bottle of milk and the dregs left. That autumn was the dreg. October was the dregs, I think.
It is weird. I think about around this time of year, you literally have all four seasons in one day. Like... For example, today, you look out the window, it looks like autumn, the leaves are on the ground, but at the same time, it's hailstoning, and then before that, the sun was out. So.
It's deceptive. It's like one of those women where you look at them from behind, you think, oh, nice body, check that out. Would, quote, love to tap that, is that what they say?
And what the kids say these days.
And then they turn around, you think, oh, what's happened to the face?
Face like Crime Watch, body like Baywatch.
Is that what they said about you?
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Who's described you as that, Lucy?
Well, if you want to go into this, I'm described as J-Lo, so...
Oh, yeah. Let's also not forget that on Thursday evening when we hosted the freezing cold Wigan Christmas light switch on, Lucy's face was lit up because the guy who was a former member of JLS, Google him if you don't know who they are, he told Lucy that she looked like J-Lo.
Yep. I don't look like J-Lo, but I wish I did.
Do you look 47?
Oh, maybe. take 20 years.
Don't let me answer that, eh? Don't let me answer that. Lucy, what's one of your favourite seasons? You know, when you know, the New Year's coming up and you think about, you know, do you plan winter in summer?
No.
Because you get all the clothes, the sales, do you not? In summer, I bought all my winter gear this year.
Yeah, I get that. And I would do it if you get a bargain. However, I love just being warm. So winter is not my thing.
No.
At all. No. Summer all day long.
But that's the thing, though. Are you one of these people where, because with summer, there's a limit to what you can take off. Well, in theory. But in winter, there's not a limit to how much you can put on.
How many layers?
I'm on about weight.
Obviously.
No, I am on about layers.
To be fair, though, it is nice. Like, when, say, days like this, and it's dead cosy, and you wrap up, get your scarf on.
Got your nan's Christmas jumper
on. Earmuffs, yeah.
Earmuffs?
I've got earmuffs, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
I don't think they're practical
earmuffs. You seem shocked.
Yeah, I do, because I don't think they're practical earmuffs, because if I were to talk to you with earmuffs on, you won't be able to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, you can still hear.
Hear what I'm saying.
You can still hear.
Can you?
Yeah.
Wait, no, I've just done that pun, Lucy. Yeah, no, seriously, I've just done that. So you are a summer person rather than a winter person?
1,000,000%.
What is it about summer? What is it about the idea of... is it being warm? Is it because people are happier in summer?
Yeah, like, it's everything. Because the sun's out longer, I think everyone's a lot happier. And just being warm fills me with delight.
Does it? Yeah. It fills you with delight?
Yes, like, literally, that was my worst nightmare on Thursday. Shivering in the freezing cold for 4 hours was not cool.
No, that's it. That's your worst nightmare. I mean, you know, not being run over or contracting in a terminal disease, your worst nightmare is just being cold.
Yeah.
You know, so spring. Now, for me, spring is kind of like the family member who everybody forgets about.
Okay.
Because for me, you know, people do spring cleaning. I think that's a myth. I don't think anybody cleans full stop, let alone in spring.
I think you're just talking about yourself there. I cleaned my bathroom the other day.
Spring's like when somebody's forgot to put the heating on where the house isn't that cold, but shouldn't be that warm, you know what I mean?
I know. Like, you want to put the heating on, but then you think you can't because it's spring, it's not winter.
Exactly.
I mean, you put the heater on, it's too hot. Oh, yeah, it's not. Yeah, I don't like it.
Gone to this fact book I've got. Spring is a time when animals and plants begin to wake up from the big winter.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound nice? Little rabbits come on. If they haven't fallen asleep or been killed.
It's like an episode of Bambi.
Yeah, or the animals of Ferthing Wood.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Flowers, of course, like tulips and daffodils start to bloom.
See,
and the
so it's
weather.
Very pretty.
It gets warm when the days are longer in spring.
This is the thing.
But you know what ruins it?
Go on.
Hay fever.
I don't get it, so it doesn't really ruin it for me.
You don't get hay fever at all?
No.
Seriously?
Might have a couple of sneezes here and there, but no, not at all.
You're immune to hay fever?
Well, I wouldn't say immune, but I don't really get it.
Really?
Yeah, are you jealous?
Not really. Yeah, I am actually. I suffer from hay fever quite badly. I don't know why I'm saying I'm not. You know, because obviously, Lucy, you're a woman who likes to coordinate outfits and various things like that. What's a spring outfit?
Oh my goodness, I don't even know. I'd say spring outfit, skinny jeans, cool t-shirt, Converse and leather jacket.
Isn't that just a night out gear for you?
Pub, no, going to the pub. You wear your heels, don't you, if you go out?
I don't wear my heels if I'm going out, Lucy.
Oh, really? You surprised me.
Yeah.
What was that then last week?
I don't know. Yeah, really. And, I don't... The thing is, though, I've been wearing the duffel coat. I mean, this actual duffel coat I've got
you
with me now.
You wear that duffel coat all year round.
No, I don't. That's
Seriously,
a new one.
Every single week I see you are wearing that coat.
No, this is a new duffel
all right,
coat.
Well, maybe not that one, but your other one, is it from Topshop?
Don't give them a plug unless, of course, they want to sponsor us. Tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM.
The one where with little toggles.
Yeah, the toggle one. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so 2014 now.
Yeah, but you love that coat.
Yeah. The thing is, though, right? In Britain, and if you're not listening to this in Britain, you actually might not be able to really appreciate what we're talking about. But it is called wet and miserable 11 out of 12 months of the year.
99.9%
of the year. And my duffel coat, I've got my money's worth out of that duffel coat.
Oh, that's true.
Because I wear it all year round. You know, this summer, in fact, just gone, I made the mistake of one day wearing the duffel coat and actually it became quite warm. And it got to a point where I took the duffel coat off and I was literally carrying this coat around with me all day. And I was out and about in Manchester. And I think people
this
were
looking... This is why you don't take duffel coats out in summer.
People looking at me thinking, why the hell is he carrying a coat around with him? Just in case it might rain.
Honestly, I was going to work the other day and I work in Media City, so I was walking across, there's a big piazza there.
There's a big
piazza.
What's a piazza?
Google it. So walking across there, see this guy, it was honestly like the Antarctic. It was freezing, wet, rainy, windy, everything. thrown at you. This guy's walking around in shorts and t-shirt. Like,
why?
I don't know. People are insane.
Maybe he comes from a different country and thinks this is warm to him. He comes from Russia. Maybe it's a very cold winter
maybe
in Russia.
Maybe he's from the Antarctic. Maybe he's Father Christmas.
Maybe that's exactly who you saw, Lucy. Maybe that's exactly who you saw.
I saw Father Christmas.
I find that in summer, people are happier.
No, they are. I think I do love winter purely for the fact it's Christmas, but then that's obviously nothing to do with the seasons.
It's not, though, is it? Like, if you actually think about the actual seasons of winter, you know, you don't, fair enough, you don't get flies, I don't think, that much in winter.
That's true. Well, unless you go to that pub you went to the other day.
I'm not going to name them because I'm not giving them a plug. But what I will tell you is that I was absolutely perturbed by what happened to me in a few weeks ago in Wigan. I went into a local eatery with my friend and my girlfriend, and there was some flies flying around the table. Now, I found it odd, and I said this to my girlfriend. I said, why is there flies in November? And she was like, flies don't, just they aren't seasonal. They're all year round. I thought there was no flies in November.
They're like tiny little midget
flies. Tiny little midget flies, yeah. Flying around, right, around the table. We ordered the food. My friend's food arrived, and there was a fly on top of the food.
Oh!
Flying around it.
Gross.
Luckily for me, he actually does. He's a solicitor, sort of. And he stormed up and read on the Consumer Rights Act. And says that we demanded a full refund, so we got a full refund. And then ironically went to...
Did you eat the food first, though?
We were offered that, and no, I didn't touch it. The guy actually asked me at the till, he said, do you want to have a look at your food before we give you a refund? I said, look at it, I've just looked at a fly on my mate's food. It doesn't matter if my food's been... If you're killing a cow in the back and it's as fresh as that. I don't want to eat anywhere with this fly.
I very much doubt the place that you went to, it would be that fresh.
I doubt that as well. But what I'm saying is, though, Lucy, it's the fact that I was so surprised that there's flies in November. You expect it in summer, and that's the massive downside.
That is the downside of summer. I hate bees and wasps. Like, I understand bees, like, they need to exist, but wasps, where the hell did those buggers come from?
Wasps are the reason I don't drink Coca-Cola.
What? Yeah. Have you linked that to?
So, when I was a child, I was drinking a can of Coke, like most kids do. Shouldn't, by the way, kids, if you listen to this now.
I don't drink it. I don't think I've ever drank Coke.
No, too much. Well, this put me off for life, and literally I've not touched one since. So a wasp flew into my can of Coke.
And you drank?
And I drank.
Oh!
Yeah.
Did it go in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you swallow it?
No, I didn't swallow it. I did go straight to hospital because I actually thought I'd been stung. Well, I don't know. I was only a child, so I was so hysterical at what had happened that my mum took me to hospital and they said I was incredibly lucky that... wait for it. The Coca-Cola and how acidic and sugary it is had killed the wasp almost instantly.
Oh my God, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Thank goodness.
I mean, I just want to thank...
So it didn't sting you then?
No.
So you made a big drama over...
Lucy, at the age of maybe 10 I was, at the age of maybe 10, I could have died from a can
I
of Coke.
I very much doubt that. Come on, it killed the wasp straight away.
Yeah, well, if it's killing wasps straight away, what is it doing
to
our bodies?
Doing, well, speak for yourself, I don't drink it.
If Coca-Cola do want to sponsor us, they'll just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We'll tell people how great Coke Zero is. Same great taste, zero sugar. and, you know, and that sort of thing, you know, you don't have to think about that sort of stuff in summer. You don't have to, in winter, you don't have to think about wasps realistically, do you? And then you roll around to autumn.
I like autumn. It's
Do you
really
like
pretty.
Just seeing leaves on the floor
dead? Yeah, it's so cute. It's really, I think autumn's the prettiest season.
Well, the leaves, of course, start to fall off the trees and there are a few flowers in autumn, Lucy.
It's so pretty.
I've got some facts for you about autumn, though.
Go on.
Did you know that autumn officially begins, Lucy, officially begins on the 22nd of September?
Does it? Okay, so my birthday's still in some of them.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Trees, of course, fall, prepare for winter by shedding the leaves.
Yeah.
And getting ready for winter. You know that as a fact.
You know that as a fact.
The chemistry of colour of autumn is obviously typically associated with oranges and yellows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The days get shorter. Wow. And...
That's the worst thing about it.
Well, it works off the equinox, doesn't it? Whatever that means.
Yeah.
It's the point of the sun or whatever like that. And here's a date for your diary, Lucy, right? Generally speaking, the autumn equinox always falls on the 22nd and 23rd of September, yeah?
Okay.
But because of the Georgian calendar, it's not always perfect symmetry like that. And the last time this happened was 1931. And the next time it happens, it'll be 2303.
Oh, no! so we won't see it. We might do. Might be chemically frozen and then bring us back to life.
Why don't you work out how old you're going to be in 2333? 300
and...
So only 300 years to go. A study in the Journal of Aging Research, you might be in this, found that babies born during the autumn months are more likely to live to 100 than those born during the rest of the year. The study found that 30% of US people living born in during 1818, 1893 were born in autumn months.
Oh my goodness.
So, yeah.
So you were born in summer, so you're not going to live to 100.
I think
I'm on the borderline.
I might not see 30, to be honest. So, you know, that sort of thing. You know what? What about countries, though, Lucy, that have the seasons turned upside down?
What do you mean?
Australia.
Well, not really. To them, that's normal, isn't it? Like, just because it's not normal to us.
If you're Australian right now and consider your season's normal, please do tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. But
it would be weird, though, having Christmas dinner when it's boiling outside.
Well, that's the thing, though. I've kind of obviously been on holiday for the past few years during Christmas time. So I kind of, at first, the first year I thought, oh, this is too weird. It's hot and Christmas day. And obviously
you
I
still have Christmas dinner?
Well, that's the thing. You can't really get good turkeys in Dubai.
Yeah.
But, you know, if I actually was having, because Australian people have burbies on the beach, don't they, on
that
Christmas day?
That would be cool. That would be cool.
But I mean, if you think about your sort of Christmas day, if you think about winter as a general theme, that it's the summer now in Australia, right? So for them, you know, I imagine when it comes to our summer, they're thinking July is quite a bad time.
Well, it is a bad time.
Because they'll be
freezing. It's supposed to be summer.
They'll be absolutely Baltic.
Well, yeah, true.
What?
Yeah, but no, not in Australia. It's still warm, even in like their.
Have you ever been
winter
to Australia?
No, I've just heard. Isn't there winter like our spring?
Is it?
Yeah.
What's our spring?
It's not freezing. It's not like these temperatures.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what we could do? We do phone in the equivalent of the Australian Met Office.
Should we do this?
Should we try and get them on the phone and to see if they'll explain a little bit more about their spring, summer, and winter?
Yes, please.
I think I've got Australia on the phone.
Woo!
This is very exciting, right?
G'day, mate.
Australian Met Office. How's
the number you have dialed has not been recognised. Please check and try again.
Well, that's.
The number you have dialed has not been recognised.
All right, we get that. At least.
Hi, Australian Met Office.
What's the weather like?
Sounds. Check and try.
Let's put the phone down now.
Let's get rid of it. I mean, you know, it could have been an Australian voice at least. I mean, it could have been like.
G'day, mate.
The number you dialed has not been recognised.
Goodness, what was that?
That was.
Get out.
That was the worst.
Get out.
You know.
The Jamaican or something.
Well, I think, anyway, we know what the weather's like in Australia now. And if you don't.
It is about 50 degrees.
And if you don't know what the weather's like.
In comparison to our -5.
Please just Google Australian weather, because I think you might have a better chance rather than me trying to contact Australia and letting you know what they're saying. You know, one of the places who obviously has kind of very different seasons is the US. If, for example, in Alaska, when I spent some time there in 2007, in summer it is 20 hours a day sunlight, and in the winter it's 20 hours a day darkness.
Oh God, I'd hate that.
They get seasonal depression
over
there.
Can you imagine? I would. All day in dark.
You know,
can you imagine just going to work and literally you don't even. There's just no day.
You're isn't that what we do here, though? Like, you set off and it's pitch black and it's 4:30 and it's pitch black.
Yeah, that's true, to be fair. I live closer to work and I walk to work. It's easier because I'll be walking to work when the sun's actually come up, so it's a nice walk. But definitely, you don't finish, don't you know, when it's light.
Yeah. I think, you know, in terms of seasonal depression. Do you think that's a real thing? SAD, they call it, don't they?
Oh, yeah, massively. I used to write a few articles about this.
Really? Tell us a bit about SAD.
Well, I've forgotten. I wrote the articles a couple of years ago.
Brilliant.
But yeah, no, definitely, because people aren't seeing the sunlight. They're not getting the vitamin D. They do get a bit sad. I get a bit sad, I have to admit.
Really?
I know it's hard to believe, but yeah.
Yes, that is staggering.
Especially, like, it's fine in November and December because you've got Christmas, so you're looking forward to that. But then January and February, it's just miserable, isn't it?
Isn't January the worst month ever? It has to be the worst month of the year. There's no hope.
No,
hope's gone.
In February, it's a short month, so it's soon spring. And also there's Valentine's Day for all the loved up couples out there. So that's something to look forward to.
And the anniversary of Luke and Lucy FM next year. Yeah.
Well, there you go. We need a party for that.
Yeah. Do you know enough people? Who's going to fund this? If you'd like to fund an anniversary party at Luke and Lucy FM.
And you're very welcome to come join us.
Absolutely. We'll give you the address as soon as you send us some money. And But SAD then, Lucy. So have you, did you actually, when you wrote this article, did you speak to somebody who had SAD?
No, I spoke to obviously a medical doctor.
What did this medical doctor say?
You tested my memory here.
Yes, did he not?
They just, I think they tell people to obviously visit the doctor if they're feeling like that. They tell people to drink more.
Yeah, I bet they do. Oh, right. I thought he meant alcohol.
I actually can't remember what they do tell people, but they give people advice on
that's
how
ridiculous.
To avoid this SAD. And I can't remember what that advice is.
Hi, doctor.
But Google it. You can see one of my articles if you Google it.
Hi, doctor. I'm feeling sad because it's winter. Just drink some orange juice and you'll feel fine.
Maybe I made the orange juice fill up.
That is absolutely brilliant. Listen, on that note, if you have listened to this and you're feeling sad that it's over, drink some orange juice and listen to previous episodes of Luke and Lucy FM. We do hope you've enjoyed episode 42.
Drink some orange juice.
We are, and if you, of course, are Sunny D and you'd like to sponsor us, just tweet us at Luke and Lucy FM. We are back with episode 43 next week, as I said. And by the way, I just want to say thank you as well to all the people who've taken the time out of their lives to leave us iTunes reviews. We've had a few Irish reviews recently.
Oh, love it. Hi, Irish people.
Yes, Irish people exist, and it's nice to
tweet
know.
Us.
Yeah,
say
please
hi.
Do. Say hi if you're listening right now at Luke and Lucy FM. That's follow us on Twitter on there. And yes, on that note, we will speak to you next week. Now, Marcus Bentley, of course, who voices the narrator episode, recorded these right way back in February. Maybe we should ring him and see if he's feeling a bit sad. Lucy,
drinking some orange juice.
Nick to the shop and get some pulp, and we'll give him some.
You've just listened to Luke and Lucy FM. Why not listen to it all over again? Oh, and please leave us a review on iTunes. Pretty please.